You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
How is everyone's energy this week? Wow, there's lots going on, isn't there? The human resonance at the Earth's heartbeat is making us really question ourselves. It's sort of been up and at them and rising our energy, bringing up what is it that we are not in alignment with at this particular time. I think we'd all have to agree that life has been a bit about clearing out, to being a bit harder than normal too for a lot of people. And when I say harder, I feel it's the bringing in of the outside world into your own world that is making life harder. When we look to what's going on in the world right now, it can get quite daunting. It can make us anxious. I know, you know, I try not to turn on the TV, but hey, we live in this world and the news comes on and we take on that energy. And it can stay with us, and our thoughts are then rolled into and absorbing and consuming us as to the way we think, the way we articulate ourselves, the way we carry ourselves, the way we carry our thoughts, our feelings, our actions. If you took that one moment to stop and center and really just call your energy home to you, you would look at how you're feeling in a totally different way, because you would be able to identify, okay, was I feeling this when I woke up this morning? Was I feeling this before I heard what was on the news, before I listened to the radio? Because these frequencies, everything that's being said to us, is designed to shape our unconscious in a way that they'd like us to be shaped. So be very mindful about where you're putting your energy when you are listening to what other people have to say for you. And that's just a little of my Soulsy divine guidance for the week. I have a caller coming through. How are you going here today? Are you good, Joan?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I've been connecting back in and clearing and releasing out a lot of energy myself this morning, because I too get caught up. We all do. We're all human. We get caught up what's going on around us. It's not happening to us. We've got to realize that, don't we? You're a very wise woman, yeah. Joan. Spirit's telling me you're very wise. Interesting.
You
do protect. You do protect your energy quite well, don't you? Good.
I try.
Yeah. And when we say I try, it's about watching our words. And it's, yes, I do. I really protect myself, because I try means I'm never getting there. And I know I could track myself all the time on that, instead of I try or I'm going to. I am. Thank you. And really being in that present moment and feeling the energy and radiating it out to ourselves and just protecting
my
ourselves.
My question is, where is my relationship going? Will it be good? Will it last forever? Like,
where is your relationship going? And it's interesting that I'm coming in and I'm pulling in and I'm radiating out with my hands and protecting ourselves. because that's what we talk about, isn't it? When we let other people into our worlds, they can very much influence our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions. When I look to your relationship, I get the word, it can get quite foggy, quite confusing. There's a lot of mixed emotions there, isn't there? I actually feel these mixed emotions come more from you than your partner. So that's good that you actually have the control here, Joan. Good.
Okay.
It's good that you're actually standing up for yourself. Are you wanting to get things moving more, Joan, and he keeps holding back? Does I keep getting a pullback on his part?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I also think he truly loves me. That's something I need to know.
Yeah, because he's definitely still pulling back where you're going to be moving forward in leaps and bounds. It's like you have a second lease of life where he wants to, he's actually quite set in his ways. And that doesn't mean he's not interested in you. He doesn't care for you. He loves you in his own way, but he's very stubborn. I just feel like he's got this heaviness where he just ain't going to stay the way he is. Interesting.
Absolutely. But I mean, are you genuine, and is this going to be a forever thing?
You could have a great companion there. I don't think that his energy is worth pushing away just yet. I feel his energy is one of those ones where, yes, he's very stubborn, he's set in his ways, but the more you do for you, the more it's like, hang on, I'm coming. And he will start to see that life is actually a lot more worth living and getting out of your own way than being as stubborn as what he's been. It's stubborn, but you know what it could be? He could be a little bit fearful of actually what's out there. Were you wanting to travel a little bit more? Because I keep getting that exploring coming through.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. When I feel into his energy, he's a bit wary, but I feel that there's something to do. Does he have a little bit of trouble with his legs, a little bit of trouble with his movement? Because I feel, but you know what, he's still going to give it a go.
It's sciatica.
Oh. Sciatica, huh? That's why, because I feel it's in the legs. So maybe he better start stretching his calves, his rotator cuffs, his hip muscles, because when I get the movement, when I was here around his legs, if he can actually go to the gym or start to even do it at home, prepare.
He's up to the gym.
Okay. It's not the financial, because honestly, it's not the financials for him. It's the critiquing of him to get moving. He will go. So I like that. He's actually quite a good one. He'll go traveling with you.
Okay.
I feel he's quite a good companion for you. Is there another lady that you go with anyway? Is there a sister or a lady? I got the word sister, whether your sister. Have you got a sister?
No. Do I have a sister?
Is he?
No.
Yeah.
No, I do not. He has his best friend that's a girl.
Yeah, all right. I feel that there's like a sister or energy or something around there. Will she go traveling
next door?
Sorry?
His sister-in-law lives next door, maybe.
Your sister-in-law, would she go traveling
his
with you? Who's
the
sister? Yeah, because I kept getting
that
sister. There's a sister that will go traveling with you. Interesting. Would his best friend, I know this is out of the box, but it's like a sister, would she go traveling with you?
You mean his best friend as a girl or his sister-in-law? Which one
are you asking? The girl. The woman.
I don't know. Maybe.
I know it's very left field, but I feel it's more around him. Yeah, but not him going at first, but him eventually going.
Okay.
Interesting. I don't think it's your sister-in-law. I feel it's more around him that's giving him a bit of a coax on, because I feel that he will do this. Is he anything around, is he 62 or 72, 62?
52.
Anyone's, how old is he?
52.
Okay. I was trying to hear. It was very hard. I was 60, 72, 52. Okay.
Nope. Five. F-I-V-E, 52.
Right. Yeah, because there's so much for him to do. What's he doing around his house right now?
Nothing really. Nothing right now.
Does he sit around it? What's he doing with it? Because they're showing me his house.
We have an apartment.
Yeah, they're showing me it. What is it about his home?
Does that mean he's going to be purchasing a house?
No, they're just showing me him around his house at this point in time. It's like he's clinging to this home. What is around his home that he's doing or that he's quite afraid to leave? You.
Because I live right across the hall, yeah. You know, there's three sounds there from my apartment. I said he is three sounds. I have one apartment upstairs. He has the apartment downstairs. He's like right here.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, so you're the person around his home because
that makes sense.
Okay, it does because it does to me now because everything you're saying, I'm going no, because spirit's going no, come back to home. Interesting. Yeah, okay. The energy's good. The energy is good, Joan. How do you feel? How do you really feel? Because when I come here and I come back to my heart,
he has captured my heart more than anybody ever has in my life.
He has your heart?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And when I come through on the energy, it's really good. So he will travel. Don't worry, because the home's a home. So it doesn't look like he's, I don't get him moving or selling a home. Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Will we eventually live together?
I feel so, because to me, I felt you were together already. So you must spend a lot of time there.
Yes.
Because to me, that's why I knew you'd know what's going on around the home because Spirit was asking me. So it's like you're together anyway. You know, it's just about being true to yourself, just opening up, speaking to him more because he is a little bit like set in his ways, his movement, his
legs. Putting my foot down, having a voice.
Right. Yeah. Because the sciatic, you've got to remember he is in a lot of pain. It is around the legs, get him moving, take him with you. Take him to the gym, take him to do some Pilates, get him moving.
He does that. Right, okay.
Because he's actually got a zest for life, but he just gets painful, like he's in pain.
I don't think he's had a
I'm actually life. Really happy for you, Joan, because I feel that there's going to be quite a lot of trouble. But as I look to the relationship, I still feel the relationship's worth being in, pursuing. Don't give up. And I feel I'm going to tell you this: you're going to have a good relationship with his best friend. Interesting.
Okay.
Come up twice now, so maybe get to know her. You'll have a good relationship with her. And sometimes it's about taking the whole person and bringing their life into yours. It's like he's welcoming you with open arms. And we can't, people, we've got to accept them the way they are. And yes, we can grow and move together, but we can't change them. They're the ones, it's their energy, it's their light at the end of the day and how they use their light. But I love the light with the two of you together. So that's beautiful.